To tonight's March 12th, 2018, regular Othello City Council meeting. And if you would all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon our meeting tonight and for wisdom for the council as we make our decisions. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 1.4 on our agenda is roll call, and we have two councilmen, Eugene Bain and Mark Snyder. Mark Snyder's out of town. Eugene Bain is under the weather, so I'd entertain a motion to excuse those members.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Larry's the first one to say yeah. He wasn't here last week.
Yeah, that's...
I gotta get caught up.
Yeah. Who's counting, right? Okay, we'll move to item 1.5, is citizen input. Is there any citizens here wishing to address the council? Okay. I would like to call State Representative Joe Schmidt to the microphone. We're honored to have him here tonight, and after a busy and blustery 60-day session, I'm sure he has a few things he wants to say, and then if there's any questions, right, Joe?
I'm happy to answer questions. Thanks for a couple minutes to visit with you and say hello and greetings, and it's sure nice to be on the right side of the mountains for a change. Yes, it's been a pretty hectic 60 days, but we're done and we're home, and now I get to be about the work of folks like you in the district to see what's going on. And I do appreciate being able to come down and see what's happening in the local cities. Now, I have a bunch of them, and so I kind of have to, I keep track of, you know, where I've been, where I haven't been. But I try to get around to every single city council to see what's going on, what their needs are, what's going on. You had several items in the capital budget this year that came out, thanks in part to a Hearst fix, which we were glad to, and it's a good fix. And we fixed the Skagit portion that we're having problems with. Yes. That was done in the final, at the very end, but we got that taken care of. And so I'm pretty happy with that fix all in all, and as we move ahead. So I don't want to take a lot of time because I can talk all night, and you'd get bored and get tired and sleepy and put you all to sleep, and I don't want to do that. But I would like to entertain questions if you have questions.
Council?
So I keep reading different information with regard to the carbon tax.
There is no carbon tax.
Okay.
We stopped that. Now, that being said, there was a bill that passed late that said that we're going to be fossil free, use no fossil fuels by 2045. And I keep saying, really? Technology is not there to get to that point. You have to realize that we are in a really clean state. And because, you know, most of our power is generated by the dams, hydro, renewable, which is not considered renewable, by the way. And so for us to make major moves on these things is pretty drastic because we are in such a clean state. So no carbon tax, no capital gains tax. That'll always be out there, but none of that. That didn't pass. So basically, there are no new taxes coming.
Anything on the B&O tax?
No.
Relief?
No, and we tried. We had several bills to move ahead, especially we had some really targeted for the rural areas because you may have a booming economy in Seattle, which we do. We're very thankful for that. But that has not translated to Main Street everywhere else. And we had bills specifically that would give that manufacturing tax credit in the rural areas, and we just couldn't get any traction with those. But those were in play up until the very last of the session.
The sales tax mitigation, the city gets approximately $96,000, and was the, there was a certain element left off that would have caused us to lose some of that. Was that ever put back into the budget, or did that never make it?
I don't believe that that was even discussed, Mayor.
I know when that legislation was adopted, that even they knew that this wasn't going to be permanent. And so, you know, $100,000 out of our general fund is just a huge amount of money to a small city like Othello. I just wondered, has there been any talk about what they intend to do with regard to that, to make that, make, to do a fix to the SST mitigation tax?
And again, it wasn't even, I can't remember once that was even discussed. Now, I'm not on the finance committee where that would go through, but it didn't make it out of there because it would have come to appropriations, which I do sit on.
Yes. Okay.
I suspect that that bus is going to be driven by the National, because they keep talking about it, and I think that that probably will be taken up on a national basis. That will put some guidelines forward that we'll have to all abide by.
So the other thing the city's got going on is we are going to be applying for two grants, one through WRP, and the other one is through the Youth Athletic Fund. And we're looking at some ball field improvements, a splash pad for the swimming pool. We just wondered, would you have any agenda, or I mean, any problems giving us a letter of support for those
Happy to.
Applications?
Happy to do that.
Both of those are due May 1. And so we'll get the details.
Just contact my office for some details, and we'll get that to you.
Got it. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. So what, over there, what's the climate feel like, knowing that there's five state representatives and one state Senate representative that have already announced they're not going to run for re-election? Are you guys moving to try to get good candidates in those positions?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm involved with the campaign side of our caucus, and that is a priority. Make sure we get all those spots filled. We have one in the 8th, we have one in the 16th, in Eastern Washington, one in the 6th, plus those on Western Washington. That's out of my, I take care of Eastern Washington, and so we're looking right now, finding the right candidate for the district. As you all know, that's critical. You find the right person, things go pretty well. If you don't find the right person, it can be a slog.
Yeah, Senator Baumgarten had announced, and there was a lot of history there. I mean, a lot of, you know, experience with him. So.
Rep Holy has announced that he's going to run for that from the 6th District. That's an opening there that we'll have to deal with. That's just pretty normal. In every two-year cycle, believe it or not, I would say about a third of the legislature is new. So there's constant turnover all the time, a lot of new people all the time. And of course, new people bring new strengths, you know, to the legislature. So it's kind of exciting.
Good. That's really good, Joe.
Yeah.
Representative Schmidt.
It's okay.
Yes.
At here, over here, I'm Joe.
Yeah.
Over there, I have to go by that.
Yeah.
I'm happy to help you, with any of the applications, you know, letter of support. Happy to help with that. Anything I can do.
Terrific. Yeah, we'll be in touch with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
I may not stay for the whole meeting, but I'm going to stay here.
You're welcome to stay as long as you want.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2 is approval of our agenda, and we are going to pull the item 4.4, display agreement and purchase order with Western Display Fireworks. There's still some details on that contract we want to check out before we present it to council, and those came up here just in the last probably 45 minutes. So rather than present this before the council to approve, there is a couple of things Kelly had questions on, and so we're going to hold off. We'll probably have that at the end of the month. Okay? So with that change, I would entertain a motion to approve our agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's move to our consent agenda. We're going to reappoint Everett Cole to the Adams County Mosquito Control Board, and our annual loan display agreement for the T-33 aircraft is in that. I entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So now we're going to item 4.1 in our current business, the resolution to authorize a curb planning grant application. And we have with us tonight Jesse Cowger and Anna Tui from Burrell and Associates. Jesse?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Anna and I are sort of going to tag team this. I wanted to just give Council a quick orientation of the big picture project-wise on this, and then Anna will give the details on the actual funding application that's before the Council for action tonight. So the project is kind of the first step in evaluating industrial treatment and reuse. And Kurt has gone over this with the Water Sewer Street Committee. So I think the committee is at least familiar with the concept of, I guess, probably extending and expanding the analysis that was done by the port, you know, which looked at industrial treatment just kind of in the micro of what would it look like out of Bruce. And I guess the city of Othello is interested in analyzing the alternative of having it potentially located in the city and what that might mean if on the reuse end of that, you know, after the water's treated, potentially using that in aquifer storage and recovery, those sorts of things. So that's what the project is. There's an opportunity with this program to potentially get some money toward that scope of work, and so we wanted to, I guess, put that before council and see if that's something you'd like us to pursue. So I'm going to let Anna give you, actually, are there any questions on just the big picture of the project there?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any. Any council?
So I'll let Anna describe what the program is, and then if there's any other things, I'll chime in.
Okay. Anna?
Good evening.
Evening.
How is everyone? You guys might be a little familiar with CURB. Othello applied for a CURB grant. It's a Community Economic Development Board is what that stands for. You guys applied for one in, I believe it was 2016, and were approved for one. That was for Well 10, a new reservoir and the pump station. For the preliminary engineering. So it's a grant, a planning only grant for pre-construction, so it's not for construction. And it's up to $50,000 is what you could get. The application is due the 26th of March, so that's a week from Friday, so pretty soon. So that's coming up. The CURB board will meet again in May, and that's when they'll decide if they will award Othello or not. So just see if some point of reference for time. And the total estimated budget for this engineering report is $125,000. The max that we can ask CURB for is $50,000, so we're going to ask for that. And the city commitment would be $75,000, and I believe that would be coming from the sewer fund. One of the requirements that CURB has is they require a minimum match of up to 25% of the total project cost, so that would be covered with that $75,000 commitment. It's a grant, so it's a good opportunity if you guys want to go for it. So that's kind of the recommendation. It's an option for you. So do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, Anna, do we have to give a presentation to the CURB board to get this grant?
I believe that's part of the requirements, that's what you had to do last time, I believe you and Wade did that, so yes, that would be part of it, and I believe that happens in the May board meeting?
At the board meeting, and that's also when they make the decision on whether or not they're funded.
Yeah, so you do your pitch, and then they make the decision that, okay. So you guys did such a great job last time, may get to do it again, so.
And when we're doing more than a 25% match, is that one of the criteria that they look at? That we're spending more money on our own?
I would say so, I would say make it, more competitive, showing that the city is committed to making this project happen. It always looks good when you do above minimum match, if you're able to, or you have other funds coming from a different source, it always looks good, definitely. Yeah.
So kind of give us a little bit of information on how in-depth this engineering, report will be. Will we actually be able to take this engineering report as an as-built, you know, to do, go ahead and start building this? If we were given-
For you, that's kind of pre-design, right?
Yeah, so like, if you haven't had a chance to review the ports report, I should share that with you, John, so you can have a look at that, but, it is still preliminary in that it explores all the alternatives, estimates the costs, and then, compares advantages, disadvantages, and, so it would not be detailed design, because, things as simple as identifying sites for where you would build them, even though we're talking City of Othello, you know, there's potentially more than one location you can locate them at.
So the purpose, what I'm thinking about, the purpose of this $125,000 that we're gonna spend on this engineering report would be to come up with a cost associated with building an ASR injection system that comes off of that end of a industrial wastewater treatment system. So that when we go look for funding, you know, our plan is to have, go get funding, we know what we're looking for. We know how much we're looking for and what we're gonna do with it when we get it. And I mean, very specifically, what we're intending on doing.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're talking about a scope of work.
So what I'm saying is that the $125,000 that we're gonna be spending, I want it to represent something. I don't want it to be I want it to have some teeth. I want it to have, you know, to do something for us.
Another step in the process.
Yeah.
Well, I want it to be part of the planning for us to be able to submit or go to.
I understand what you want, yeah. So we need something, this engineering report needs to move the ball down the court. In other words, it's something that we can bond as we continue this process, because as you know, this is gonna be a 2 or 3 year process. This has to be another step in it, correct? Or are you saying something different?
Well, I'm saying something different. I don't want it to be a feasibility study. I don't want the engineering report to turn into something like that, where we're gonna make a determination of whether or not this is an economically feasible thing to do, based on the costs that are associated with doing it. I want it to be laid out in, you know, so that we're already completing a design for building it, so that when we go ask for money, we have a knowledge of what it's gonna be, how much it's gonna cost. I want the money to be spent well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this $125,000 engineering report is, I mean.
What are we gonna shoot for? Are we gonna shoot for 5 million? Are we gonna shoot for 6 million?
So a couple things I guess I'll clarify in there. There's still plenty of opportunity when we go to define the actual engineering scope to address all those things you're talking about, John, to make sure that that it hits the specific scope points that you're looking for. And I see what you're saying in terms of wanting to have a very specific cost, potentially a site identified. I would say in this engineering report, you know, it doesn't start off with a preconceived conclusion necessarily. It does, I guess, evaluate, or it provides the materials for the council to be able to evaluate, okay, yeah, we should go this way, not that way. And it does have the roadmap, like you're talking about, what's the next step in terms of, the next step in implementing would be a pilot study. And so that's when you're actually, okay, this is the site we want to use, this is the sources of wastewater that we're going to treat, here's the type of treatment we're going to use, and then you actually do those on a small scale to determine, you know, whether it will actually work for an ASR type setup like you're talking about, whether you can achieve the treatment results you need to be able to inject it into the ground. So I think there's still plenty of time to go over the scope items and your concerns there. The action tonight is just whether or not you'd like to pursue $50,000 to help defray your cost on answering those questions. But we'll definitely address those concerns you have in the scope.
Well, the whole point of asking for the curb grant is to combine that with our money, which comes out of our water sewer fund, to total $125,000 for an engineering report. I just want to make sure that the engineering report that we're working on with that money is useful down the road.
Mm-hmm. That's, I'm sure the whole council echoes that. Yeah, you definitely want it to be a useful document that moves you in the direction that you want to go.
I'm very much for this. I want that to be known. It's just that I don't want to spend a bunch of money mm-hmm. of the city to get to a point where, you know, we decide we're not going to do something.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I would suggest let's look at the one that the port did together, and talk about, I guess, the things you like in it, the things that you didn't think were useful, and make sure that the scope when we define it for this goes in the direction you want it to go.
Okay, so let's do that in committee.
Yeah.
And let's tonight vote on this.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution authorizing submission of the curb grant planning grant application.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now we'll move to item 4.2, is a resolution to authorize Public Works Trust Fund application. And Jesse?
Yeah. So again, I'm gonna describe what the project is and answer any questions on the technical side, and then Anna will go ahead and chime in again on what the funding program is and give council any details that you'd like on that. So there's some improvements needed to Olympia Street, and my understanding is that Kurt did go over this with the committee, with the Water Sewer Street Committee, and the actually, this one was. Okay, this one was not.
This came up after.
Yeah, this was a staff meeting addition. Yeah. So this funding opportunity arose kind of suddenly, basically straight out of the capital budget. Basically this program hasn't existed for a lot of years, and suddenly it's here. There's an opportunity for council to get a loan to fund the pre-construction activities associated with the Olympia Street improvements, which basically involves some sewer and some storm improvements to facilitate development.
Jeff Ann, but you're a little bit confused. I want to make sure the council understands. And John, you and I talked about this extensively. To extend the sewer and water, sewer and storm from where it's ending there at Olympia past the all the way to Broad Street, and that's what this is for, to get an engineering study to do that. And so it's just pre-construction funding to do what Jesse's talking about. Sorry, Jesse.
Thank you, Wade. Yeah, and in this case, it is actually finished design. So these are plans and specs that are coming out of this as opposed to a study. So a little vocab there, but yeah. So that's what the project is, and yeah. So it's. Again, Anna will give you the details on the funding thing, but can I give council any more details on what the project is?
So if I understand it right, we're looking to borrow $170,000 from this fund?
Correct.
To accomplish that engineering?
Yes, report. So it's the design. That one's actually a design of the utility improvements.
And this is a very low-interest loan.
Yeah, Anna's got all the details on that, so I'll let her...
0.78%? 91%?
Yeah, it's 0.78%, so that's kind of why we definitely want to get it in front of council. It was just announced that, I think, February 28th, they opened applications, so it kind of happened really quickly, which is why you guys are just hearing about it now and not in advance like you normally would. But it seems like a really good opportunity for you guys to at least consider if you want to do it. As Jesse said, the Public Works Trust Fund, or PWTF, I think it's been around a really long time, but just for the last 5 or 6 years, it has not been around. It just got funded again for the pre-construction loan that we're talking about right now. They anticipate a construction loan next year and possibly grant in the next year or two. There's a lot of talk, so I don't know, maybe it's coming back, but this could also be a fleeting opportunity, and it might not come up again. So we just wanted to let you guys know that we're ready to go after this. This is why we're talking about it right now. The loan terms are on there. It's 5 years at 0.78% interest. Your first loan repayment starts the year following execution of the contract, so in talking with Isaac Wong at PWTF, he anticipates that they'll have an answer by May, whether who's getting funding. And then he said as soon as you sign a contract, they can release funds within 2 weeks. So they have the money in hand, they can release it if you were to be awarded. So seemed like a good thing to bring in front of you. Like I said, first loan repayment starts a year from then. So if they awarded in May, the first loan repayment would be June 1st of 2019. That'd just be interest only for that first payment. And then the principal is the following year, is when you start making payments on that. I think that's all the highlights for this program. There was a few threshold eligibility things that I've been talking with Spencer and Wade and Becky, and I think Othello's good to go on meeting all of those, so it's kind of before you. Seems like a good opportunity, so it's up to you guys.
So this pre-construction engineering is going to design a sewer line from...
Sewer water.
Sewer water storm.
And storm, yeah.
From 14th Avenue to Broadway?
From 7th.
7th Avenue to Broadway.
I'm not as familiar with the project, so I'm sorry, I don't, sounds right.
Okay.
And you could build off of those. So hopefully there'll be some potting involved and some other things that would actually...
So it's from 7th to Broadway. How about up 7th, up to Lee Road? Is this part of the...
So my, again, Kurt did the estimate on this, and none of the others we didn't make tonight, but my understanding was that it was Olympia from 7th to Broad, and then south into the storm.
South to the veterinary clinic?
Yeah, we're at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, council, you got any more questions?
We can pay for this back, pay this loan back through the water sewer fund?
Sewer.
Okay, good. Sewer fund.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Because if we're going from 7th to Broadway and down, I think we're supposed to catch a sewer from Lee all the way down south up to Olympia. So this is not conflict of interest, I don't think. But the sewer that we're putting in for the development is going down 7th. So if you're stopping at 7th, it doesn't do us any good. Because we're catching the south, we're catching the north part of the first phase that we're doing. So is that engineering part from Lee Road to...
Well, we have to get the Olympia piece done first, otherwise 7th can't go anywhere. So...
We want to direct everything down to Broadway.
Yes, right. So
that's the whole point.
Until we get this part done...
Get it down there.
We can't do it. And the 7th piece, you know, that's to be, that might be the next thing we'll do. We got to get that done first, otherwise it's superfluous to get 7th done.
When they do the engineering, they'll size and look at sizing everything large enough to carry everything from the north.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're carrying from the north from Lee Road up to Olympia, for flow, you're going to have to get your engineering from Lee Road down, from Lee Road down 7th, so you can know where you can end up as far as flow-wise.
Right, but Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but so that's the idea is to have a pipe big enough. I mean, you can only get them so big, but big enough for the planned future development. It's going to be along 7th, you know, anything that develops, we'd have, unless I'm wrong, we'll have a pipe big enough that goes down Olympia to handle that.
Yeah, that'd be a main
sewer and storm. So that could be done. That will be considered, and it'll be considered as part of the engineering study. Correct me, Jesse, if I'm wrong.
So do that. My understanding of it, again, I'm sorry, I'm kind of second-hand Kurt here, but the the design is not going to, design any of the pipes, you know, or into development or north of development, but it will be sized, taking all those things into account. Is that the...
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So exactly right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Council.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2018-dash whatever it's going to be, authorizing submission of the Public Works Trust Fund pre-construction loan application.
Second. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 4.3, facility use agreement between the City of Othello and Barracuda Swim Team. Amy?
Good evening. Before you tonight is a three-year contract between the City of Othello and the Barracuda Swim Team. There is a $250 increase per year the contract is in effect. There is no other changes to the contract with the exception of that information. The price was negotiated on between the swim team and the council committee, and this is the rate going forward that council committee recommends be approved.
Council, you got any questions? All right. I entertain a motion to approve this contract, three-year contract with the Othello Barracuda Swim Team.
I'll make the motion to approve the facility use agreement between the Barracuda Swim Team and the City of Othello.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item, we're skipping item 4.4, and we're moving to item 4.5, renewal of attorney service contract with Lukens and Annis. Wade.
Good evening, Council. Before you is a proposal to renew the contract with Luke and Sanis for another 3 years with a few changes, most of all in the price. Some of you may remember that when we took them aboard just over 3 years ago, they gave us a pretty good deal on their pricing. In fact, it was lower than what we were getting from a previous attorney firm by about $25 an hour, if memory serves me correct. And so the idea that they had the option to raise their rates every year, they had not done that. The rates have not been raised over the course of 3 years. And so the proposal here is to raise the rates up to $225, which is pretty much probably the going rate. If we had a previous attorney firm, we were paying them after the first 11 hours. Spencer, wouldn't it figure $225 about the same back 3 or 4 years ago? And so it's pretty much the going rate. However, for a firm like Lucas and Annis, it's actually less than the going rate. If you, the letter I have here from Kelly and Roger is that we're getting a pretty hefty discount on their normal lawyer rates. If you look back on what they've accomplished for us over the last 3 years, they've won a couple of pretty serious cases that would have cost us a lot of money if we hadn't had the quality of work that Lucas and Annis has done for us. I'm not going to mention names, but there's a couple of big ones, a couple of smaller things. Some things you guys never are privy to, but never have to hear about because they take care of it before it has to come to council. So staff's opinion is that this contract is a good one for the next 3 years, and we'll get another good quality 3 years out of Lucas and Annis. So questions, council, myself, or Kelly, as he sits here.
Good work, right?
Is
That sounds like a motion almost.
It's all been reviewed and approved by our attorney.
Yeah, I think it's a well-drafted contract.
I'll second that.
I'm certain of that.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a new proposed contract for Lucas and Anis to continue her attorney services.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now, the next item is 4.6, amendment to contract with Aspect Consulting.
Counselor, in front of you is a contract change for Aspect Engineering, who, as you guys know, have also been doing some good work for us. We'd asked them about, and they looked into preliminary, obtaining some extra water rights. I think John is familiar with some of these that are down the hill from the city. If you look at the contract change, it talks about some of the water rights. They're more for, at this point, feeding livestock and watering crops, but what they're going to explore is the viability of obtaining those rights, first of all, and then seeing if those rights can then be applied to the city's overall water rights. So that's what this contract is for, I think $15,000, to explore that and explore the cost of those rights moving forward. I don't know, Jesse, anything to add to that?
Yes, there's a second part to that, that if some of those rights turn out to only apply to the shallower groundwaters that are actually kind of irrigation return flows, there's a second task in there for them to explore the usability of those rights, potentially in conjunction with some of the ASR discussions we've been having. So I think kind of parallel to this, Aspect has helped the city acquire funding through the Office of Columbia River for the ASR feasibility study and now the pilot study, which is just about to get underway. And so this kind of is a little parallel to that and may cross over into some of those analyses. But looking at, what do they call it, the due diligence research on the water right, and then answering some of the questions that might fall out of that research and analysis. So.
I think that's a good idea. We need to acquire water rights.
John, have anything to add to that? You got some knowledge of those rights down here.
We need to have it. We need to have this information. Yeah, we just...
To make the decision.
The city needs to have this information.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Wade. I'd entertain a motion to allow the mayor to sign this contract change number 3 with Aspect Consulting for water right due diligence and shallow groundwater supply assessment.
Since you read it, make that motion.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4.7 is cleanup days proclamation. And the mayor is going to read this proclamation. This is an annual one. This is our 21st annual. And then sign it tonight. This is about the 21st annual Tuttle Spring Cleanup Days, whereas the city, in conjunction with Adams County, Consolidated Disposal Services, Inc., Washington Carriers, Oscar's Towing, Experienced Merchandise, Adams County Development Center, volunteers and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, yard vegetation, and old computers and televisions in an effort to improve the appearance of the community. And whereas students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter when they're out on walks around the city. Now, therefore, I do hereby designate the week of April 2nd through April 7th, 2018, as the 21st annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days, and I urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. Signed this 12th day of March, 2018, by Mayor Sean Logan. And now we'll move to item 4.8, Adams County Pet Rescue request for use of the parking lot for annual vaccination clinic. Kaya, the director of the Adams County Pet Rescue, is here tonight to talk about our annual event.
So yes, we would like to ask permission to use the parking lot like we have in the past. We would probably start setting up about 8:15. The event will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be out of there probably by 2:10, 2:15 at the latest. We just thought it would be a great place, again, to have it central to everybody in Othello. And I apologize because I probably was supposed to have this in writing, but it didn't occur to me until about 10 minutes ago. I haven't had to do this before. Heather's asked before.
Amy, have we ever put together a facility use agreement for this event?
I don't know. I'm not aware of it.
I'm asking Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure either. I can look and find out for you, and if not, then I can try to offer something that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. So, the answer is probably yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, we intend to continue that event as long as you guys do. We believe that's been a very good event for the community, and it's good exposure for Adams County Pet Rescue. So,
there's something in the contract that allows this to happen. We have a contract.
Correct.
The city of Othello with Pet Rescue, and I believe this is in the contract.
I have to look and see, John. I'm not sure. One thing that we discussed just to make sure you got all information is
the person to ask would be Phil.
I'm sorry?
The person to ask would probably be Phil.
Yes, and Heather, actually, she's more knowledgeable than, and so we'll check on that piece. The other piece that we've discussed, I haven't discussed, but Heather, I think, discussed with Kaya was in the past, we split the cost of the vet bill.
Yeah.
Because we were getting income from the licenses. Licenses have all been transferred over to the pet rescue. So now we do it. We wouldn't pay for anything. We just offer up our parking lot.
Yeah, that hadn't occurred to me until you said that.
For them, so that'll be a change.
I'm almost certain there was something about it in the contract.
No.
No.
So we'll check on that, but I'm not sure that's part of it. We'll check and see.
Yep. You are.
Then what are you finding? Let's give her a minute.
The question, Becky, is, was in the contract that we hold this annual event and allow them to do it?
The annual vaccination clinic.
We had an addition to the contract, I think, is what we had done in the past.
Okay.
Well, then. So we changed that then.
Did we change the contract to go along with that, though?
It was an addendum, so that was probably removed. So we're going to need a facility use agreement.
Yeah, you could just treat it like a special event, like the same sort of, you know, that we would for a park event, and we could run it through.
Or like what we did for the Seahawks.
Very exactly the same, yeah, all those things.
Okay, so we'll prepare that.
Okay.
And council will have to vote on it, correct, Kelly?
That's correct.
And then we'll present it to you for signature. Okay.
So it will know by the end of the month?
Yes.
Since it's going out in a water bill, I think.
Yeah, don't
okay.
Don't hold it up. Go ahead and get your advertisement out and stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions?
It's a formality.
Okay.
How is it going?
It's going very good, except for our power's out today and tomorrow. So.
What are they doing?
New air exchange and making a three-phase power system. So.
Oh.
No, it's going very good. Pardon me?
You said at least it's not hot out.
I know, yeah. And we have, yeah. No, everything's going very well. We're busy, busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as animal control, I thought PJ might be here to present this. She's the new animal control officer. She's in training right now. It's going very well. I'll like to bring her so you can meet her at some point. We'll get her on the agenda. And
I heard seeing on Facebook, you got some pretty good looking dogs out there.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
You still have that old English Mastiff?
No, he got adopted.
Yeah.
I heard you caught the white dog finally, or somebody did.
No, that's a different one. That was from Warden. Nobody's seen the white dog for almost a month and a half, so. But we got our first rooster call today, you guys.
Really?
But, excellent.
Yeah. Okay, right, well, thank you.
Yep, thank you, Kaya. All right. Item five is unfinished business. Are any further unfinished business tonight? No. Item six, new business?
Oh, Mayor, one thing, sorry. Lions Club is having their annual ham bingo on the 27th of March. At the usual place, the Senior Center. There's no ham. They'll have Easter baskets and dollar per card. $10 at the door to get 10 cards, and it's a lot of fun. And we'll have stuff for kids, and it's a family event. Starts at 6 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun, as always.
When is that again?
The 27th.
Tuesday night, the 27th. The Sand Hill Crane Festival is a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not this weekend, the following. I did want to mention, as a result of our meeting that Wade and I went to with Varell and Associates in Spokane with the Department of Ecology, they did let us know that with the adoption of the capital budget at the state level, which again, we want to thank Joe for all of his effort to, not just on our behalf, but on behalf of the entire state in getting that capital budget with the Hearst fix through, and we are very grateful. But Department of Ecology, that allowed Department of Ecology then to, maybe Jesse, you should explain the dollar figures in that. Wasn't it $187,000 the city received in Department of Ecology dollars, and then that was matched by the department or by the city?
So
how did that work?
So I believe there was some of the funding through Ecology that was applied for previously by the city was tied up in the state capital budget. So now that that has been passed through, all those funds then became available. And so this, what Othello is experiencing, most all of our clients had something in the fire on one of these funding programs that got held up in the state capital budget. And so kind of a big sigh of relief when that got passed through. And so now all those projects can move forward and start utilizing those funds. So that was just one of many positive things that came out of capital budget finally passing. So.
And specifically though for Othello, what was it you guys were working on? Wasn't it our sewer system?
Yeah, so there's a couple of documents, and again, Kurt is the one to answer these questions, but I know peripherally from discussing with him basically, yeah, there's the, I forget if it's the general sewer plan or the wastewater facilities plan that was being funded by that, but that's the document that's going to result from those funds.
Okay. So that was good news.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Any further new business tonight?
I have something in committees.
Yes.
So this past Wednesday, we had a SWAT committee meeting. And the big thing on the agenda for that day was the solid waste comp plan. I voted no on it during that meeting, but it's going to come in front of full council, as it is with all the cities in the county. Mm-hmm. And it's the comp plan report is 318 pages, but once they're going to email it to Rebecca, and then she hopefully will email it to everybody else. It's pretty important that everybody needs to read that, at least the sections that deal with the city, because there's some pretty big consequences, either if we approve it or if we don't approve it. So it's that's all I got on that. It's going to be the comp plan and an interlocal agreement that they're going to send for us to look at and approve or not approve.
Okay, so Corey, the process that the SWAT committee is following is they're doing enough.
Right.
And they will at some point have a public hearing for their comp plan.
I don't believe so. I don't know how that works. Their plan is and they're actually kind of doing it off from what the state says they need to be done. The county went ahead and did a comp plan. They paid for it, $75,000. It was $75,000. But
the way the state says it's supposed to be done is they're supposed to get together with all the cities if we're going to do a grid plan. If we're going to do one plan for the entire county, or we're going to just do our own plans. Well, the county went ahead and did it. They paid for it. They're not asking for any reimbursement. They're going to go ahead and eat the entire cost of it. After the comp plan's made, it goes to each one of the cities for the city's approvals, and then it goes to the state. I would imagine they have to have, would have to have a public hearing on it, but it's not a plan that I see.
So do you have any concerns with it, does Rick?
Yeah, I do. The reason I voted no for it, was that comp plan binds us to the county. If we agree and sign on to their comp plan, we have no choice but to take our garbage anywhere but Adams County. And my big concern there is zero oversight on their rates. What the Public Works decides to come up with on their rates, it is what it is. Their rates, their tipping floor rates, I don't necessarily have a problem with. I think they're high compared to at Moses Lake, but some of the rates on the other things, I think, just being flat down blunt about it, I think they're gouging people. Mm-hmm. But my biggest concern is we have no say. You know, if they decide to run their rates sky high, and I don't know even if we can legally sign on to that without, because our deal up here is we have to find the best, the most efficient and most economical for everything we do. And if we sign on to that, and it will be in at least 10 years, because it's a 10-year plan, states that it has to be done every 10 years. So for 10 years, we have no say in their rates, none. So that's my biggest deal. That's why I voted no. However, when it comes in front of council, depending on what everybody else has to say, and depending on what our attorney has to say, I then change my vote on that.
So, have we had any say over the last 10 years over the rates?
They do, during SWAC, they do bring up rates are discussed, but I really don't believe that it's regardless of what the SWAC committee says, they're going to do what they're going to do.
It's only advisory. So, yeah, they aren't obligated. It's still the Board of County Commissioners are the ones who make the final decision on that. So, rates are just one issue. Can we currently, under the current comp plan, take our garbage somewhere else besides Adams County?
Our last interlocal agreement expired in 2009. So we are not under interlocal agreement to be dumping out there right now as it is. However, talking with, I've done some discussions with some other people, and for what the rate is, we're $77 a ton right now. July goes up to $78 a ton, and each year it's going up a dollar a ton for the next 3 years. It would be hard pressed to beat that rate, taking it out of county.
Even at half the rate per ton?
Well, Moses Lake right now is $36 a ton for the garbage. We're 77. However, Grant County will not accept our garbage. Grant County will not accept anybody except Grant County's garbage. However, Wenatchee more than likely will, and Pasco may, or we could haul it to Golden Dale or Arlington. But by the time we get done with our hauling rates, having somebody haul it, we're going to be right back up there close to $77 a ton.
Well, that's why they're charging that amount.
That's why they calculated all that.
Transfer station, all those costs are built into it, probably, right?
Adams County right now is hauling our garbage to Arlington, Oregon, down to waste management down there. They do not pay for garbage down there. It's free dumping.
But
getting it there is their biggest expense.
Yeah. No, Grant, to clarify, Grant County's landfill, they own their own landfill, right?
Right. It's in Ephrata.
Yeah.
There is a transfer station in Moses Lake, and they do haul to the Ephrata, to the landfill.
Okay. so they'll know. I'm going to read it. Is there anything else in the, so like when we do a contract with them, we'll go by this comp plan that they develop? Are they going to suggest doing any more service?
It's a good comp plan. It's a great comp plan for the county. It talks about recycling, it talks about hazardous waste, it's a good complete plan.
But I'm more concerned about the time that they put them in. Transfer station is open and they're manning it.
One of the suggestions in the comp plan is that during the winter season, that they increase their hours.
Yeah.
However, I don't believe they're going to follow that suggestion.
Okay.
I believe that they will keep, and I could be wrong, but it's just the way that the public works director talks, some of the projects they want to do out there. I do not believe that they will change their hours.
Okay. Any other new business tonight? Hearing none, I will adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:27 p.m. Thank you.